So I was a very strong supporter of Hawaii at the beginning. And what happened, I don't think you could pin it on any one meeting or, you know, or that meeting or whatever. But I think my transformation of my thoughts went something like this, that John C. and Kurt Hohn and that group kept coming to me and saying, this project is bad for farmland. It's bad for us as small farmers. Here's what's going to happen, that we're going to spend a ton of taxpayers' money building this thing, and it's not going to work. And the only people who will benefit from it are the local merchants, and it's going to do great damage to our farmland, because they kept talking about how the salts would leach up through the ground, through the soil, as a result of bringing irrigation water from a long distance. And I think the technical aspect of it was that you can irrigate right next to a river, but you can't transport that water to a different kind of soil. It's not used to that kind of water. So therefore, it would, over a period of years, ruin the land. And it would also claim a lot of farmland, you know, it would go across a lot of people's farmland. So I got to thinking, as these facts became more and more clear to me, I got to thinking, well, why are we supporting this thing then if the farmers don't really want it? And it seemed to me, and that's probably why the rally might have remained in my memory, that here were an awful lot of people that we had never been told about before by the Oahe board. That, you know, they kept saying, no, it's just a small minority out there that's of farmers that's opposed to. Well, here was all farmers out there saying, this is not good for us, we don't want it. And I think that probably had a big impact on my thinking at the time.
You became a proponent of suspending funding for Oahe.
Yes, right.
And evidently you had a debate with Senator McGovern on the floor. And you described that debate as the toughest thing I ever had to do in my political life.
That's right. And I still think that way, too. You know, I mean, George has been a friend, still a friend, you know. And I hated to do it because of him, you know, because I respected him so much and liked him so much. But I couldn't back away from it because of that, and neither could he on his side of the issue. I mean, thank God we didn't take it personally, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that debate?
Well, I just remember not wanting to do it. And I guess there was a mood in Congress then to start cutting back on some of these projects, so I won the thing. But, I mean, it was a painful victory. I mean, very painful. I hated to do it, you know, because of George.